How long were you able to celebrate yesterday with the family you had in the state before you had to get out of there? What was that like going to meet them afterwards?
Oh, you know, it was a lot of love coming up the little ramp thing, and all my family being there. It was a great feeling getting to see them at the game.
Did they all wear Bears stuff? I know you said that you weren't sure.
Yeah, they all were. They all at least had something Bears on. I know a couple people had like my jersey on, but a Bears hat. I mean, but a Ravens hat or something like that on. But exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know where they were sitting? Were you able to find them when you got in the end zone? Did you look for it?
Some were separated from each other. So I saw where a couple of them were.
They were excited. They were excited too.
Yeah. You can when the rest of the crowd wasn't cheering, the cheers that I heard, I knew it had to be them.
What was the moment like after the game, seeing all of them in the tunnel of the stadium that you grew up, you know, playing in the shadow of?
You know, it felt great. You know, seeing, just, like I said, being home, seeing my family. You know, seeing certain people in the stands that, you know, I grew up telling that I was going to play in the stadium, you know, whether they believe me or not. But, you know, it's just a good feeling.
Adrian, you've been here since the staff has been here, Mitch has been here. Where do you feel like the defense has grown, and what do you feel like it's evolved into now as you guys are starting to hold teams down, like, for example, yesterday, not allowing a touchdown all game?
I feel like, you know, since I've been here, defense been, you know, pretty good. At times, we need to learn how to finish, play through the entire game. You know, there's been games where we played good the first half, you know, shut them out the first half, but then, you know, let up, you know, one or two plays that we would want back when we watch film or vice versa. So just putting a complete game together and finishing games and to make wins, because that's what it's all about. Regardless how many teams, you know, how many points we hold them to, you know, if we lost, we gave up too many.
Adrian, what was your mindset heading into the season when you weren't a starter? What did you have to tell yourself to stay up?
I really didn't have to, you know, tell myself too much. You know, it's just a mindset thing. Just staying focused. You know. Stay confident in my ability. Just keep working, you know, being aggressive. Just put my head down and work. That's all I know.
When you returned the pick six and we're up by 11 with 5 minutes left, it seemed like the game was over.
Right.
And then for what happened, what does it say about the team in general that you guys were able to kind of withstand that and not lose the game after that?
Now that we come out with a win, you know, it's like it's easy to slip into the here we go again, you know what I'm saying, because we've had a lot of that around here where we're supposed to win. You know, the week prior, we're supposed to win. A lot of games that, you know, come down to the wire, we're supposed to win. But when you come out with that win, that just shows resilience. Nobody, you know, held their head down. Everybody just keep plugging away, keep finishing, you know, never lay down.
Can that be contagious, you know, finishing or not losing a game like that? I mean, it feels like losing a game like that might hurt you the next week or the week after that. That's something that could stick with it, you know?
It went, you know, after a couple of years and then hearing, you know, even veterans talk or anything like that, just learning, just seeing the league, I feel like winning and losing can be contagious. Just learning how to win. Once you get over that hump and you learn how to win, win those type games, this the NFL. Everybody good. The teams that, you know, have the better records, they won their close games. You know what I'm saying? And that team that lost their close games can turn into a 4-12 team instead of, you know, a team that went 8 or 10 games.
What have you seen of Kyle Fuller so far this season?
You know, he's been playing very well. The same Kyle, I always known. You know, he, you know, had an injury last year that, you know, held him out the entire year. But, you know, he's the same Kyle that I've always seen. It's not, I feel like to me it's nothing new to me. That he's always been a solid player, solid in the run, solid in the passing game. You know, he's always been a good player to me.
Adrian, obviously you didn't want him to get hurt. Nobody does, but he did inject the position back. Any sense of redemption at all after yesterday? That was, you know, not just one play, but the way you're playing
now. Oh, I mean, I'm really a self-motivated type person. So it's just when, you know, I made my mind up, you know, that, you know, when I get in there, you know, I'm going to play, you know, play my game, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, I've been playing my game in years past. I've played my game, but, you know, I just needed to make more big-time plays, more plays on the ball, more, you know, plays that can, you know, help our defense out. You know, when we lose, we need to find more turnovers. And, you know, I feel like that's got to be a focus with us, you know, moving forward. You see, we got three turnovers, and, you know, that was a big difference in the game.
So, if your mindset was the same coming in, was it when they brought in Jackson and Dennis, was that a blow to your ego? I mean, was there, you know, was that painful for you personally to have go through that and come to that, you know, situation?
Man, it's not a blow, and I can't take it, you know, personal. I just play ball, you know what I'm saying? When they came in, when I found out I wasn't going to be the guy, that they was, you know, going in a different direction, you know, regardless of, you know, how I felt, whatever, it's just I'm just working hard. Working on my coverage, working on my tackling, you know, working on my conditioning, you know, each and every day, working on the learning the playbook better, you know, just making sure that when I get an opportunity again, because I'm going to get an opportunity to play ball, that, you know, I'm putting my best foot forward.
What makes you feel that you guys can build on this and, you know, keep things going the right direction?
I feel like we know we're a good team, you know. We just have to win those tight games. We got to stop, you know, beating ourselves. I know we've been saying that a lot, but if you watch the tape, a lot of stuff that's been happening with us past couple games or early on in the season is stuff that we can control. As far as turnovers versus us, you know, letting go of that big run last week. You dominated the whole game, and then you let go of a big run like that. Just little things that we can correct, you know, in all three phases of the game, that we can correct, that we can be better. So as long as we eliminate those mistakes that we've been making, we're going to be right there, you know, going into the end of the game.
As with all the new faces this year, Adrian, all the new faces, obviously Cooper, Jackson, is there a difference in your room, sir?
Yeah, I mean, new personalities, but I feel like we came together fast. We got close fast. We all worked well with each other. You know, it's veterans that came in, so, you know, we helping each other. You know, just like the vets, you know, helped me learning football in general with, you know, in the NFL, and, you know, and I can be of assistance when it comes to the playbook and with Vic or Ed once.
Have you spoken to Akeem about the nickname he gave you yesterday?
Akeem always got the jokes, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the first time I heard it. He told me he said it, you know, after he said it, so, just laugh, you know. It ain't too much. That's him. He gonna throw the shots.
So he never puts a spatula hands to your face? Is that what you're saying?
No, he told me that he said it in the interview. Yeah. So, but I mean, it's other jokes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not that one specifically, but you know, he got jokes for everybody.
Any you want to share here?
Nah. Stop saying in the locker room.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.